The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. Our little baby's cute. Not just human babies. Bird babies. The rhino baby down at the Cincinnati Zoo. Just, you know, I went crazy. Fiona. Was it yesterday? Geese really bother me. They're messy. They drop all kinds of stuff. Here's something I will never, ever, ever understand. Geese can fly thousands of miles to migrate. And they do. Well, some. But they have the ability to fly thousands of miles. But they cannot fly across the street. They have to walk in front of your car. Am I right? Can I get an amen? It is true. Here's a big flock of geese on one side of the street. Have you ever seen them go to the effort to flap their little wings and fly across the street? No, 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 no. It's almost as if they look and go, okay, guys, here comes a car. Come on. All of you, in a straight line, walk as slow as you can. Follow my lead. Left, right, left, right. Ignore the horns. Just keep walking really, really slow. Isn't that the truth? So anyway, I like them, but they annoy me as well. But I don't know, it was yesterday, the day before, we saw the first baby geese. And they're all over town this time of year. And Joy went, oh, look at the little babies. They're so cute. I just love it with the little babies. And they are cute. Okay, they are. Now, why did I go through all of that? Oh, by the way, welcome to Bob Burney Live. I don't think I told you that. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. And hold the letters, all you goose lovers. All right? 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I don't hate geese. They just bother me. Sometimes. But the babies are cute. The reason I went on that little rant, during the commercial break, I checked Facebook, and one of our local TV stations did a story on the little baby geese that are hatching all over Central Ohio, and everybody is commenting, they're so cute, they're so cute, I just love the little geese. What do they call them? Goslings? Is that what you call a baby goose, a gosling? I don't know. They're baby geese. And anyway, just comment after comment after comment after. They're just so cute. They're just so cute. I just love them. And people were commending the TV station for featuring such a nice story about baby geese and so on. All right. Real life scenario. It's hypothetical. But this could be real life. All right. Imagine with me just for a moment, a person living, well, let's say Westerville. Joy and I live in Westerville. Let's say someone living in Westerville has a nice big backyard, and two geese have gotten into the backyard and laid a bunch of eggs in their backyard. And it seems like they lay about 20 apiece because they always got the big string of the little babies. So, okay. So here's Mama and Papa Goose in the backyard of a family in Westerville, and they have laid their eggs. The resident of that house, the owner of that house, goes out to the corner of the yard where the goose has laid the eggs, and there's all the eggs. And the owner of the house says, I don't think I'm up to all of the bird droppings. They make a mess. They make a lot of noise. They squawk, and I like to take a nap in the afternoon. And if I let those little baby geese hatch, it's going to be very unpleasant for me. It's just, I'm just not up to it. That person pushes Mama Goose off the nest and crushes all of the eggs. And the story makes it to the news media. Now, I'm serious, without any exaggeration whatsoever. How would the news media treat that individual who purposely destroyed the eggs simply because they didn't want the problems, the trouble, the inconvenience of having those little baby geese around that individual's yard? The news media would flip out. It would not surprise me at all if there were demonstrations in front of that person's house. It would not surprise me at all if there were death threats toward that homeowner that destroyed. Do you see where I'm going? To the homeowner that destroyed those unborn geese. Those unborn geese, simply because it would be inconvenient. Couldn't handle it. Central Ohio would erupt in condemnation of that homeowner. How dare he crush those eggs intentionally on purpose? And yet every day, unborn human beings are killed because it would be inconvenient to give birth to the baby. Am I right? Am I exaggerating in any way, shape, or form? In so many ways. If someone decided to abort a bunch of puppies, there would be outrage. If someone stepped on those eggs intentionally, there would be public condemnation and outrage. But if it's a human, well, it's a woman's right to choose. Isn't it bizarre how we value some lives, even the lives of animals, than we do human lives? By the way, yesterday, I told you about a 16-year-old girl in, Whitehall, Pickering? I think it was Pickerington. A 16-year-old girl shot and killed by an 18-year-old. And I told you yesterday, I was almost positive that the girl that was killed was black. I found out this morning, indeed, she was. Saw a picture of her, 16 years old. 16-year-old girl shot and killed here in Central Ohio. What are the chances that Mayor Ginther will be at her funeral? What are the chances that Joyce Beatty will be at her funeral? What are the chances that hundreds of people who have never met her, didn't know her, will show up to honor her memory? Yeah. We have such a strange concept of the value of life. Quick break. We'll come back. I've got Al in Westerville on the phone, our local goose expert, I think. We'll return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I've got Al in Westerville on the line. So, Al, I assume you will be leading a protest at my house in Westerville because I said negative things about geese. Am I right?
Definitely. Bob will be out there with tickets and banners and signs and everything. And I got to look on the GPS to see where you live. It can't be too hard. The town's not that big.
Well, it's a lot bigger than when we moved here 46 years ago, I'll tell you that.
It has gotten big. You know, the thing is, you're kind of right about the value of how we value animals and people and everything. Because if that our imaginary co-neighbor in Westerville decided to go and stomp on eggs, yes, the TV screens would scream at them. They would be pilloried. And then you would end up having the federal government's Department of Fish and Wildlife Service come knocking on the
Probably.
Door and say, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. You destroyed migratory birds. Do you know that for each migratory bird, that is a $25,000 fine and maybe up to 3 years in federal prison?
Yeah. Well, you're not far off from that. You know, I don't think geese are on the endangered list, but eagles are and others. If you destroy an unborn eagle, you can go to prison. If you destroy an unborn eagle, you can go to prison. If you destroy an unborn human, you can become a hero.
Oh, yes, because in our crazy mixed-up world, it's not against the law. Think about it, Bob.
I know.
You can turn, and that's been going on since the lovely people at the Supreme Court came up with that twisted decision, and it's no different than what Dr. Mengele did 80 years ago, and it's criminal, but there will be a final judgment one of these days, and it's coming closer and closer. And I truly hope all those truly repent and let Jesus come into their heart, because otherwise, it's terrible. And you know, you mentioned the young gal that was murdered yesterday.
Yeah.
They're not going to show up. They'll give lip service because of how the optics look.
Sure.
And
her name will not be repeated. There will not be massive protests downtown shouting, "Say her name, say her name." Two 16-year-old black teenagers shot and killed.
Yeah, do you know how many were killed in Chicago over the weekend?
Killed. Oh boy, I just read it yesterday. 40.
There's like killed. There was like about eight.
Okay.
40 was
40 was the number that were shot. Eight actually died. Yes. Yes.
And I don't know about the other cities, but that's that happens each and every night, and it's an epidemic of violence. And the only way you can change violence is by changing hearts.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. All right, Al.
In a fallen world, Bob.
We do live in a fallen world, and that's why the message of the gospel is more important now than ever before. All right, thanks,
Stay
Al.
Well, my friend.
All right, bye-bye. You too. God bless. Speaking of protests, how often have we heard no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace? I believe in justice. I am a firm advocate of justice. Listen to this story out of Portland, Oregon. All of the riots and so forth that happened in Portland, Oregon. A man named David Bouchard admitted that he put a Customs and Border Protection officer in a chokehold and almost killed him. A man by the name of Charles Comfort was indicted by a grand jury of civil disorder for twice charging at Portland Police Bureau officers and hitting them with a makeshift shield and then kicking a third officer while being arrested. Indicted by a grand jury. Both men face federal charges stemming from their actions during the summer of 100 straight nights of violent protests in Portland. What do these two gentlemen have in common? Their cases have been dismissed. A man who admitted he almost killed a Customs and Border Protection officer. Another man indicted by a grand jury for attacking police violently. Both are having their charges dismissed. Listen to this. Between May 25th and October 7th, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Oregon filed federal charges against 97 people connected to the Portland unrest and riots. Since then, of the 97, 58 of those cases have either been dismissed or on track for dismissal. 32 cases are still pending, and most of those will end in dismissal, according to legal sources. Out of 97 people arrested and charged with federal crimes, seven people have been prosecuted. All of the rest, the cases have been dismissed or will be dismissed. At least that is the thought by legal experts in the Portland area. Is that justice? No justice, no peace? Well, you know what? That's one of the reasons why there has been no peace in Portland. There has been no justice. People are committing violent crimes in the name of civil rights, and they're not being prosecuted. That is not justice. I don't think any police officer should escape justice. I don't think others breaking the law should escape justice either.